Blog Talk Radio.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Is January Jones. She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with world high stakes golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware. Because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having an incredible day. I'm January Jones, and I'd like to welcome you to our podcast today. Today, I'm wearing my pink glitter hat. I also have my glitter cane nearby, getting ready to launch a new brand, Glitter Granny Gifts. I'll be affiliate marketing as an associate at Amazon. I'll be selling books and products. This Glitter Granny Gifts will be launching next month with more information coming your way. Now for my listeners, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been to a psychic? Have you ever been to a medium for a reading? Tell me, do you believe in reincarnation? That's a big question here today. What do you know about contacting a loved one who has passed over to the other side? Today, would you like to meet someone who can tell us more about how to contact our loved ones? Tell me now, have you ever heard of an incredible book called All's Fair in Love and Karma? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I'd like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Senior Success Stories. Now it's time, rest, relax, go get some wine, get some cheese, get some crackers, and join us in the no wine zone. Now I'd like to welcome my guest today. She is an author and teacher of psychic and mediumship development. She created the Relationship Mastery Program, which teaches people how to change their energy, learn their five love lessons, and magnetize anyone or anything into their lives. Our guest today is a psychic medium who has worked on missing person cases as well as consulting with many well-known paranormal groups and authors. Today, it's my pleasure to welcome to our podcast, June Edwards. Hi, June. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. We're so happy to have you with us today. Psychic medium, what an amazing introduction. Your credentials are amazing, quite frankly. And I'm so pleased to have you with us. Now, could you tell us, share with our listeners a little bit how this all began for you? Do you come from a psychic family or how old? Give us a little bit of your background. Okay.
You know, I kind of do. It's a little crazy. Never did I think I'd be doing this for a living at this age, that's for sure. I grew up in a crazy household. I was one of eight children, and that was a very dysfunctional family. My mom apparently was a medium, and I had no idea. When I was a child, my first memory was about the age of three. I heard someone calling my name when I was in bed, and I got out of bed assuming it was my parents, and they were asleep. So I went back to bed and started realizing that there were faces all around my room, and it scared me. Yeah, I pulled the covers up over my head, and as the sun started to come up, they started getting, like, in my face next to the covers, and I'd see the shadow. As a child, it's extremely frightening. And coming from such a dysfunctional family, there was no communication. So it wasn't like I could tell anybody anything.
Right.
Yeah. And as I got older and get into school, I would know everything that was going to happen before it happened. And,
Well,
it's not good because you start telling your friends and kids are cruel. You start getting named, you know, you get labeled the freak very quickly.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for the most part, I tried to block it as much as I could. And then at 10 years old, my dad kidnapped the youngest five of us. And, yeah, told us our mom was crazy. Yeah, because, you know, psychics and mediums were all crazy, right?
He kidnapped five children?
Kidnapped the youngest five of us, yeah. And I didn't really see my mom for about 13 years, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But I was 10, and my job was to do the dishes after dinner every night, and there would be a woman that would stand there and keep me company, and probably in her 40s. And I appreciated it. I didn't know anybody. And one night I asked my older brother who she was, and he started laughing at me, telling me that it's the woman that died in the house. Her husband killed her and threw her down the stairs. And he was right. And it scared me again so much that she never came back. And I blocked it. At that point, I really blocked it from the fear.
Now, was your brother able to see her too, or were you the only one?
No, I don't know. I thought everybody saw her because what do I know, right? Maybe he did. I don't know. I know a lot of the family is very psychic, has a lot of ability, even though some of them don't admit it. Some of them have blocked it with alcohol and drugs. My older sister and I have always had an amazing connection. I mean, she picks up the phone to call me, and I'd be doing the same thing to her. We can't get through.
Yeah.
She does not want to pursue any of her abilities because, again, it's out of fear. She's afraid of her abilities. And you can't do the work that I do if you have any fear. You just can't. You have to learn how to trust the other side and know, you know, feel the energy, know the energy, know the difference in the energy.
Now, how did you didn't know your mother was a psychic. Did your mother earn a living as a psychic? Or?
No, she was a homemaker. That was it. She just, you know, was interested. So as a child, she was searching for answers. You know, when I was a child, she was searching for answers. So she exposed us to pretty much every religion there was out there. I attended so many different, you know, types of churches. I was even the only non-Catholic in a second grade Catholic school. Yeah, she was looking for answers. And it's interesting, when my abilities opened up, I trained for a year and a half, and I ended up training at places that she had trained 50 years earlier, and they remembered her.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That's interesting. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'd like to hear more about how one goes about training to become a psychic. And also, if you are a whiner, or if you know a whiner, this book is for you.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome to Get Back with my guest today, June Edwards, and she is not a whiner because she is the winner. And June, before we go on, please share your contact information with our listeners. So after our podcast, if they want to contact you or get your books, they'll know how to do it.
Sure. It's very simple. It's just my name, June Edwards. There's no S in there. JuneEdwards.com.
Okay. That's easy. Okay.
Very easy.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's go back to how does one train to become a psychic? Could you share that with us?
So it's interesting. I died when I was 27 and I came back here by choice. And yeah, you would think that my abilities would have opened up like crazy at that point, but it wasn't the case because it wasn't time. Everything happens in the time that it's supposed to happen. So fast forward, about 10 years ago, I was going through a
just back up. Share with us, how did you die?
It was a medical accident. I was actually going into the hospital for surgery that I had put off for 5 years because for 5 years, I knew if I went into the hospital, I was going to die.
Oh.
And that knowing is your soul. And it was a heads up for me that I was going to die. And sure enough, I did.
Gosh, okay. Now, then
I came back by choice. And, you know, it took a long time to process, quite honestly, because our belief system is based on what we've been taught or what we experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And up until that point in time, although I believed in a higher power, I really didn't believe in, you know, saints, angels. I thought this was all a bunch of hooey, quite honestly. And when you've experienced something like that, you really have to process it. And the feeling from the other side, you know, the two things you take with you is your knowledge and your feelings, all of your feelings. But I was feeling an overwhelming sense of love and just such caring. It was amazing on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And if it weren't for my two children, I would not have come back, I can tell you right now. And offered the choice again, I don't know that I'd come back again.
And, you know, I've heard that same thing said to me before from other psychics. Yeah.
Yeah. It's incredible on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But about 10 years ago, I was having a lot of difficulty in my businesses and getting a second divorce. My mom was also dying and I was taking care of her. And I went to a Reiki practitioner to have some energy work done to relax. And she recommended that I meditate. And the same thing that every one of my students has told me, I can't meditate. I can't shut my brain off, right?
Right.
The first time I tried it was like they kicked the door into the other side and I could not shut it off. It was 1,000 times stronger than when I was a child. And it has just gotten stronger and stronger ever since. But it's the old adage, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I was going crazy because I could not shut it off. You know, I'm waking up in the morning with 30 souls around my bed. I'm going to work in my business as a medical esthetician, and every client that comes into my room, I know everything there is to know about them. It's just crazy. I found two people, thankfully, that were able to show me how to connect, who I'm connecting to, how to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then they basically said they couldn't give me any more training because their abilities were not anywhere near my abilities. So my training, for the most part, is taken off from the other side. That's where I get the information from.
Okay. So now let's talk about, before we talk about reincarnation, what do you have special guides, or is it one particular guide, or how many people from the other side do you actually work with?
So we all have thousands of guides. It's really a matter of who you ask for, and that's who they'll send. Guides are individual. Like when I was writing my first book and they kept telling me I have to write another book, and I'm like, well, then you better send your highest guide to help me channel this and write this book, which they did. And I wrote it and published it in 6 weeks. So it's a matter of you asking for that help and those guides step up. But I do have what's called a gatekeeper. Anyone that does this work has what's called a gatekeeper.
Okay.
Mine is an American Indian brave. I've only seen him twice. He's only spoken to me twice. And he's here with me all the time. But he is the person that holds them back from contacting me if I'm not working. It's like a switch. I'm either working or I'm not working. And if I'm not working, they cannot come through to me unless it's an emergency. If it's an emergency, the soul can come through. I've only had that happen twice.
Oh my gosh.
And he lines them up. So if I'm in a gallery or a platform that there's 300-400 people in the audience, he'll line them up so that the person that I go to, that's the person that's for that person.
Okay. So they all, it's almost like they maybe have to take a number.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, learning how to harness all this energy must be quite an experience. I would think it would be a very draining thing to do, and to try to to know so much about people when you just see them or you feel. What happens when you see someone and you get a message for them?
So I don't do that. Again, it's off. I've been trained so that if I'm not working, it's off. If I really want to tap into someone, I can. But otherwise, you can't live that way. You'd be constantly bombarded everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
If people could see what I see, it's like an episode of The Walking Dead. They're everywhere. I'm in the grocery store one morning and there's a guy at the door who looked like a bum. And usually I can pick up that they're spirits. They're not human. But he spotted me looking for a second and questioning. And he knew right off the bat. He's like, you can see me. I know you can. I'm like, I'm not working. Yeah. And he got angry, picked up a bag of hot dog rolls and threw it at me. And the poor girl at the register saw it. It only went about 3 feet, but she saw it fly off the shelf and come on the floor.
Wow. Now, when you see someone like him, they look just like an ordinary, normal person, right?
They do. But because I read energy and can pick up on energy so well, spirits have the same vibration as a human being if they've not gone into the light, okay? If you think of quantum physics and the speed of light, it's almost 300 million miles a second. So when I died and my soul went into that light, that's the vibration. That's how fast my soul was traveling. And then it came back into my body at that speed. So my vibration is automatically much higher than most people. And I pick up on energy everywhere. I can literally see energy. This is why I can see them. They're just energy. I can see orbs. I can see all kinds of things. I can see the wind, quite honestly, if I look hard enough. If it's blowing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And now, have you shared that I know this book is about love and karma, but you've written 4 books altogether, right?
I have.
And your first one, would that be the memoir on?
No, my first book was A Night on the Other Side, and that's everything that I was teaching in psychic and medium development. So that if people want to understand how to meditate properly, how to protect themselves, how to cleanse their house, all those types of things, that's in that book.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a handbook.
Okay. Now, let's go back to this question of reincarnation. I know my listeners will be curious to hear your take on it. How many lives have you had? Are you aware of other lives that you've had?
Many, but I have no idea how many, quite honestly. So the faster you travel, the slower time is. So if you're traveling 300 million miles a second, time is very slow. So it's about 3.5 to 4 years of our time to 1 year on their time is what I've been able to come up with.
Uh-huh.
And they don't reincarnate for about 350 to 400 years of our time, okay? Which they want to make sure that everybody here that knew them and loved them is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're on the other side, you don't have a body. So you can't smell, you can't taste, you can't literally go fishing, you can't have sex. There's lots of things you can't do. So when you come back, it's kind of a mini vacation. You're also coming back to collect your karma and pay your karmic debts and learn your 5 soul lessons. You have to learn these 5 lessons in order for your soul to advance. And this is why, we're having a 3D experience in this body. It's the reason that people keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again. It's because they're stubborn and they don't want to learn the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
The universe wants you to think you have a choice, right?
Yeah.
So they'll offer you door 1, 2, and 3. You go through door 1, you get married, you have a couple children, you get divorced, you're in front of door 1, 2, and 3. We're creatures of habit. What do? We take door 1 a second time. We go through again. We get married. We get to have children. We get divorced. We're in front of it again. If you learn the lesson you were supposed to learn, you're not taking door 1 anymore. You're going to take door 2 or door 3. You may still get married and have children, but it's not going to end the way the other two did because you learned the lesson you were supposed to learn.
Okay, now is this related directly to how long you live? Do people who live longer have, are they perhaps on a higher level because they've been through so much?
That has nothing to do with it. There are people that come here and live a very brief life. They came here for a specific reason. They came here to probably teach other people something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's definitely, I know what you're saying there because I've often said that. The people say the good ones die so young. And that is exactly the way I feel. It's not that they are here to learn, but they're rather here to teach in the short time they have and affect as many people as they can from what I've observed.
We plan whatever life we're living here. Believe it or not, there's a lot that goes into it and it takes a long time to do it and it's very intricate. But we plan the life that happens here. So if there's something that you don't like that's happening in your life, you've got no one to blame but yourself. And usually it's because we're stubborn. And the only thing that you have choice in this lifetime really is to whether or not you want to delay your lessons. You can delay your lessons from lifetime to lifetime if you're that stubborn and it takes you that long to learn them. It's that simple. The sooner you learn the lessons, the better your life is going to be. The more amazing your life is going to be, because you'll understand that you're really just an actor playing a part in this lifetime. That's all you are. We're like avatars. We're not the suit that sits here. We are the energetic soul that's inside. That's who we truly are.
Now, when you're planning your life, do you have the ability to plan to intersect with spirits that you've been with before in past lives, or
That's what we do. Yeah. So every archangel has a soul group and we reincarnate every lifetime with that soul group. And there's millions of people in that soul group. Okay. But you decide before you come back who you're going to collect your karma from. So say you stole money from somebody in a past life. Now you didn't pay it back. So you owe that person a karmic debt in this lifetime. And it doesn't mean they're going to come and steal money from you because there's nothing wrong with karma. It's all there to teach you for your highest and best. Maybe they're going to come back in this lifetime and be your boss. So you can learn your lesson about money and balance. Money is energy. That's why it's called currency. And it's what we use in this lifetime to learn whether or not your life is in balance.
Mm.
Everything in the universe has to stay in balance.
Right.
So we plan it, and it takes a long time to plan it. And then, you know, you do have little choices there. You know, you might decide to stay in, you know, a soulmate relationship longer than you're supposed to be, which is going to delay the next thing coming in. But if you're not on the path you're supposed to be on, the universe will step in. Let's say you're supposed to take a job across the country, right? And when you get there, you've already, it's been predetermined. You're going to meet the love of your life. You're going to get married. You're going to whatever, but you're not moving, right? You're sitting there saying, I don't think I want to move across the country. I don't think I want to go, right? Mm-hmm. The universe is going to step in and make it happen. Maybe they'll burn your house down. Maybe they'll take your job away. They'll do something that's going to get you where you're supposed to be because you're not on the path you're supposed to be on.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. And there's no stalling.
Some things you can, some things you can't.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to talk with June about love lessons, the five lessons that we need to talk about, think about, learn about. And in the meantime, people are still wondering, 60 years later, who killed Kennedy?
Let me ask you a question. Are you still wondering who killed Kennedy? Over 50 years later, the assassination is still a mystery. It is unfinished business for our country. Now, get ready for a theory that you've never heard before, but will make more sense than any other conspiracy theory that you've ever heard in the past. January Jones speaks the unspeakable in her book, Jackie, Ari, and Jack. The Tragic Love Triangle, connecting Jackie and Aristotle Onassis romantically prior to JFK's assassination. Did you know that Ari was Jackie's guest in the White House during the JFK funeral? He was the only non-family member who was invited by Jackie to stay there during the funeral.
Aristotle Onassis was one of the wealthiest men in the world, with the means, the motive, and the money to order an assassination that was the perfect crime of the last century. Ari needed class, and Jackie needed cash. They were perfect for each other. Now, what is Camelot? It is but another tragic love triangle. Jackie, Ari, and Jack is available at JanuaryJones.com, Amazon.com, and audiobooks.com, read by Ms. Jones.
Welcome back with my guest, June Edward, a psychic who is sharing her incredible journey with us today on her psychic path and relationship path. Now, June, if someone wanted to contact you, if they were interested in having a session, if they wanted to contact someone on the other side, would they go to your website, or what is the process to book a consultation?
Yep, they can book right online on my website, JuneEdward.com.
Perfect. Okay, that's what people are wondering, I'm sure, as they're listening to us. Now, let's talk about these love lessons that we're here to learn. And the first one you say is self-worth.
Self-worth, yep. And self-worth isn't value, because value is what others place upon you. Self-worth is the understanding that you are so important, you are the only one of you in this entire universe. How special is that?
Yeah.
You're here for a reason. And it's understanding that as much as society would like you to believe, it is not selfish and it is not narcissistic to put yourself first. It's where everything else comes from. If you can't take care of you, you're not going to be here to take care of anybody else, are you?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And no one has power over you. I can't make you love me or make you hate me. That's all on you. No one can make you happy either. You're the only person that can do that. And when you are happy, then you raise your vibration. And we're like magnets. We're always either repelling or attracting at any given time. And everyone is on that frequency that you're on. It's like a radio station. You can't get the station unless you're on that frequency. So when you raise that vibration and you're happy, you bring in other happy people in your life, and it ping-pongs back and forth.
Okay. Now, when you refer to frequencies, that resonates with me, because I feel like there's just so many frequencies and that people operate in different levels. And is this how the communication happens? How do you, when you're trying to communicate with someone on the other side, how do you turn that frequency on, or do you just call them to come forth?
So frequency, energy, vibration, they are all the same thing. They're just different words for the same thing, okay? Human beings vibrate at around 500 and change. That's our vibration level for the most part. Some people vibrate a little bit lower. Some vibrate a little bit higher. And when you die, if your soul leaves your body and you're stuck here on earth, then your vibration is the same as a human being. It doesn't change. And this is why, you know, for me, if I'm working on a missing person case and they don't tell me, their soul doesn't come tell me that they're dead, I can't tell, because the vibration is the same as a human being.
Okay.
But once you've gone into that light, that 300 million mile an hour light, 300 million miles a second, right? 300 million miles a second. When you've gone that high in your vibration, you travel very, very quickly. Uh-huh. So I have the ability, my vibration is so high, I have the ability to go back and forth to the fifth dimension, which is the lowest level of heaven at will. So we live in the third dimension here. When you go to sleep at night, your vibration actually rises when you're sleeping and you go into the 4D dream state.
Okay.
So for most mediums and psychics, they raise their vibration into that 4D, and they will lower their vibration from 5D and come down and meet them in the middle.
Okay.
For me, I can either go there or they come here. It makes no difference. I can connect very, very quickly with them because my vibration is still so much higher from having been there and coming back. But for them, if they're on the other side, their vibration is so high, they move so quickly. Some of them cannot slow their energy down enough to talk. So they'll do symbolism, sign language, basically. So I have to figure out the sign language. And other ones, if they've learned how to slow their vibration down enough to talk, they still talk, some of them so fast that I just let them talk through me because they're talking too fast for me to repeat it.
Okay. So then what they're saying actually comes out of your mouth?
Exactly. Yeah. Then I'm not tranced. They haven't taken me over. I'm just letting them talk through me. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're like a radio bringing it in.
Exactly. That's why it's called a medium. I'm in the middle.
Right. Sure. And so, you know, that explains so much about dreams. Because so many people, myself and so many people I've talked to have had dreams that have literally changed their lives. And they've gotten comfort. I myself have gotten comfort from dreams. And these are including people that have passed who I loved and that they were able to somehow convey this to me. So that would be.
So there's a difference between a dream and a visit, just so everybody understands. If it's a visit from the other side, or even a soul from this side can visit you in your dream state, it feels real. You wake up right away and you remember everything. That is a visit, not a dream, because you can dream. I mean, you have a computer brain that will, you know, process all this stuff at night if you haven't processed it during the day.
Right, right. Yeah, and that is a good thing to emphasize, that dreams are dreams and visitations are totally different, because when it happened to me, you're right, I could remember every detail. And even, you know, 50 years later, I still can remember every detail. That's an amazing gift to get one of those visits.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful. Okay, let's go on to a money balance, and you write about learning how money works and what it represents.
Right.
How does that play into your message?
So everything in the universe has to stay in balance. This is why you have good and evil. You have up and down, left and right, night and day. Everything has to be in balance, and everything has to be an equal exchange of energy, or it has no value. Mm-hmm. So you don't walk into a grocery store and plop down $1 million to buy a gallon of milk. Not yet, anyways. It has to be that equal exchange of energy. So it shows we use money in this 3D world to show if your life is in balance, because you need to stay in balance. And it's very difficult to keep your energy balanced. That's a whole other issue.
Wow.
But, you know, if you're working too many, say you're working two jobs, you're working 80 hours a week and you're just saving your money, your whole rest of your life is out of balance. You don't have time for your family, your friends, your hobbies. And then if you're not spending your money, you're just hoarding it, you don't have enough self-worth to spend the fruit of your labor on yourself either. So each lesson will keep reinforcing the next lesson.
Okay. So it's like a chain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you have trust and communication. So you have to first trust that there is a higher power.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what you call it. There's 1,760 something religions just in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one. There is only one. You can call it whatever you want. There's only one. And there is a plan. You have to trust that you made this plan. So whatever's happening in your life is always happening for your highest and best. It's always easy to look back 2020 vision and see how everything in your life took you to the next place, the next place, and the next place, and brought you to where you are right now, because you're always right where you're supposed to be at any given time. This is where you're supposed to be, okay? But it's tougher to look forward and see how things are. And when you look back, you know, lots of people have tragedies in their life, but then you look at that and you say, well, I guess it's a good thing it happened, because X, Y, and Z wouldn't have happened, right? There's a reason for everything. It's always perspective. Perspective can be difficult at the time, but it's always perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to learn how to trust that there is a plan moving forward as well. And you have to learn how to communicate. You have to be able to tell people your wants and your needs. If you can't communicate to the people in your life, they have no idea what you want or you need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Matter who it is, whether it's your significant other, whether it's your children, your parents, your boss, your employees, it doesn't matter. You have to learn how to communicate. And then sex is just another form of communication. If you can't trust and communicate outside the bedroom, you're never going to be able to trust and communicate inside the bedroom. It's that simple.
Well, that's such good explanation and good advice for our listeners. Right now, we're going to take a break and hear about some priceless personalities who have all been guests on this podcast.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have struggled to find solutions? People who fearlessly shared their stories? People who have not only informed you, but inspired you? People who have priceless personalities? I have been fortunate to host an internet radio talk show called January Jones Sharing Success Stories, and it has been my privilege to interview hundreds of guests. My guests have shared their stories, their struggles, their secrets, and their successes in their own words. In this book, we're talking about people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, runaway kids, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, and starting over. Then there are my guests dealing with difficult physical struggles such as blindness, cancer, and birth defects that are beyond traumatic. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They have amazed, amused, and even astonished me. I have adored getting to meet them, and I adore sharing them with you.
Attention all listeners, priceless personalities, success stories shared by January Jones, Volume 2 is now available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle editions. You'll be able to meet 10 amazing people who will be sharing their own personal stories with all their struggles, successes, and solutions sprinkled with lots of humor and hope. Priceless Personalities features a teenager who becomes one of the famous Supremes from Motown, a nurse who has a humorous helps people to heal, an inspiring laughter yoga instructor, a mother dealing with the loss of a child, an incredible motivational speaker, a woman who married 5 times, a gifted paranormal nurse, a wise economist, a funny female humorist, along with an older man sharing his sweet childhood in the Deep South. January's guests are all amazing and amusing. You will never forget meeting them. Go to Amazon.com for your own priceless experience.
Welcome back with the priceless experience today with June Edward visiting with us. June, you touched briefly on unconditional love and patience, which are the last two lessons. Let's talk, jump ahead to karma lessons. And what about karma or relationships? What kind of relationships could you share with us?
So there's only 3 types of relationships. Everybody in your life falls under one of these 3 titles. And most people, it's just 2. And the first one is a karmic relationship. And a karmic relationship is specifically to collect or pay karmic debts from the past. So you're either there to learn something, one of the 5 lessons, or to teach one of the 5 lessons. And you know it's a karmic relationship. They can last briefly or they can last many, many years, depending on how stubborn you are. I had one that lasted 20 years. I was very stubborn. But you know it's a karmic relationship because it never really feels right. It feels like you're, you know, looking for the red flags or you're waiting for the shoe to drop. It never really feels quite right. And as soon as one or the other has learned the lesson they're supposed to learn, the relationship ends immediately. It's like Okay. You wake up one morning and say, why do I even have this person in my life anymore?
Okay.
If you both learn the lesson, it can end amicably. If only one or the other has learned the lesson, it will end, but it's not going to be amicable.
Okay.
And then you have the soulmate relationship, which is what most people want and enjoy. And a soulmate relationship is also to teach you something or for you to learn something, but it's also there to afford you some love and comfort along the way. Mm-hmm. And you know it's a soulmate instead of a twin flame because it feels really comfortable. You know, sometimes it feels like you've known this person a long, long time and you connect on a very deep level. And soulmate relationships do not have to end after the lesson is learned. It really depends on what you wrote into your life plan. Some people stay with the same person their entire life and learn all their lessons in that relationship because that's the way you wrote your life plan.
Okay.
And then we have twin flame relationships, which mm-hmm. are extremely rare. There is way too much misinformation about them on the internet because of all the movies and the books. only a few hundred thousand of them on the planet at any given time. They are literally one soul that split into two bodies and reincarnated in two bodies. And then at some predetermined time in your lifetime, you will meet. They are always extremely passionate, extremely sexual, extremely psychic, and extremely short. They will last anywhere from a few days to a few months, and it's over. And it's like it never happened. It's like they've disappeared and ghosted. And only one of the two usually recognizes the connection until later. If you both learn the five lessons that you have to learn for your soul to advance, and you get on the path in life that you're supposed to be on, you will have an opportunity to reunite again in this lifetime. Oh. Now, twin flames are here for a higher cause than most people. They're put on a higher path. They're here to help humanity. That's the reason they're put here. And they have to get on that path and learn those five lessons before they can reunite. So most never reunite in this lifetime. Most of them have to wait until they're on the other side again. And they're heart-wrenching. They're heart-wrenching. I would not, you know, I would not want it or wish it on anyone. I honestly wouldn't. Heart-wrenching.
Could you give us an example of during our lifetime of twin flames that, can you identify any that you've seen?
Sure. Well, I put hundreds of people through my program. So I've had probably three or four that have gone through the program. Mm-hmm. And to my knowledge, none of them have reunited at this point because one of the two has not learned their lessons. I also have a friend, because I'm a twin flame myself, I draw them because of the energy, bottom line. And this is one of the reasons I know as much as I do, because I literally went back into my own Akashic records, which is my past life, to figure out why. Where did this come from? But I do know a twin flame couple that has been together now for probably 15 years at least. Yeah.
That would be a long time, right?
It is. Well, they were together in college. They split up, and then it was another, I think, about 10 years before they got back together because they both had to go through and learn their lessons and get on their path, basically.
Okay, so do the twin flames ever become one flame?
No, you will always be two separate souls and two separate bodies, but you'll have such a ridiculous psychic connection. It's incredible. You know what the other person's doing, thinking, feeling all the time. And even if the other person doesn't understand the connection, all of a sudden they'll be, you know, they won't understand why they feel the way they feel or what's going on. Or, you know, they're constantly thinking about each other. Thoughts are things. Where your thoughts go, your energy flows. So if someone's thinking about you, I guarantee you, you're thinking about them and vice versa.
Yeah, and so, that's so interesting. I've never heard that term. I do know about soulmates because I've been married 54 years, happily. So, and, you know, when things like that are an easy relationship, I feel really good about my path.
it's a blessing. It truly is a blessing,
Mm-hmm. Now, is there... I guess there's not a quick way to learn all these lessons.
There is actually. And, I created the Relationship Mastery Program before I wrote the book. The book was a result of the program. The program itself, quite honestly, was divinely created because I do a lot of work with the angels. Mm-hmm. And the program was put together with them. So what it does is it teaches you how to talk with the angels, how to get in touch with your soul and make decisions that way, how to elevate your energy so that the law of attraction kicks in, but how to balance your energy so you can maintain it. Because if you cannot maintain it, for everything has to stay in balance, once you raise it, you'll crash. And balancing it is quite the trick. But once you do that, you also learn all these lessons along the way. And this is, the book was a result of everyone that's gone through my program had at least two or three of these lessons that they needed to learn. And they learned all of these five lessons by going through the program. And it's only a 7-week program. It's not, it doesn't take 7 years to learn everything. It's a 7-week program.
When someone signs up for your program, when you talk to them or meet them, do you know what their lessons are that they need to learn?
it doesn't take me long to figure out what their lessons are that they need to learn, but I could tell them and it's going to go in one ear and out the other throughout the program. By doing the program, they fully understand. I've had people that some of the toughest people have gone through my program. One of them was an Army officer, and another one was an attorney. And the Army officer prided himself on being the most stubborn in my most difficult case. But he's living an amazing life. I'm so happy for him. He's living on, you know, he's living the life of his dreams right now. As is everyone that went through the program and actually, you know, did the work. When you do the work, you get the reward. This is how the universe works. But you don't know what you don't know, right? That's right. The reality of life. You don't know what you don't know.
And some things you can only learn through experience.
Yeah, well, you can learn from other people's experiences. You don't have to go through, you know, I don't need to know what it feels like to burn in a fire.
Okay.
You know, you don't have, you can pretty much figure that one out, things like that. So you can learn without having to take the hard road. It is extremely possible. And when you get in touch with your soul is too big for the body. So some of it's in your body. Some of it's the aura that people see over your head. And the majority of your soul is in the fifth dimension, the lowest level of heaven. So when you meditate properly, you are getting in touch with the soul that's in the other side. And that has all the knowledge of all your lifetimes.
Okay.
And it's traveling at 300 million miles a second. So it raises your vibration exponentially.
Mm-hmm. So the connection between love and karma is indisputable. And I'm so happy you could come and share your story with us and share your wonderful book. And it's been a pleasure having you with us. And I hope you'll come back again.
Oh, I would love to. This has been a pleasure for me. I appreciate it.
Oh, wonderful. So now to my listeners, thank you for entering the No Wine Zone with us today. And please share our stories with everyone you know. And remember, you need to stop whining and then start smiling. And if that doesn't work, then you can just start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. My karma has been to connect with chocolate in this lifetime.
I'm right there with you.
Thank you, June Edward. Take care, everyone, and stay safe until we meet again.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.